Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY25 earnings conference call for OCIL Devices Limited. From the company side, we have Mr. Rajendra Ravishankar Mishra, Managing Director, Mr. Mukesh Sinha, Director, Ms. Diksha Singla, Company Secretary, Ms. Palak Agrawal, Investor Relations Manager. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Palak Agrawal. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Sejal. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. On behalf of the entire team at OCIL Devices Limited, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all our investors, partners, and stakeholders. At OCIL Devices Limited, we are committed to delivering innovative solutions across the electronic devices space with a strong focus on healthcare and LED display technologies. Our operations span end-to-end manufacturing, right from designing to post-sales services. In the healthcare segment, we specialize in hearing aid devices, which currently contribute around 55% to the revenues, and the remaining 45% comes from LED display business. We are also excited to share a major milestone that we have secured an exclusive license to launch Philips mobile phone and tablets in the Indian market. Under this partnership, we hold the rights to design, manufacture, market, and distribute under the Philips brand, adding a significant growth dimension to our portfolio. As outlined in the presentation also, we remain optimistic across all business verticals and expect to see a sustained long-term growth driven by innovation, operational excellence, and market expansion. With that, I would now request the moderator to open the floor for the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya Dave from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Good noon, everyone. Am I clearly audible?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. So first of all, I would like to thank you for all the pre-IPO meets that you did, the interviews that you did, and the quality of the DRHP you came out with. Everything helped me a lot to understand the business model of the company and get a better picture of what the company, the direction the company was heading into. And your execution in the second half is also praiseworthy, so congratulations on great set of numbers as well. I'll start with a couple of suggestions. First is kindly consider coming out with quarterly numbers. SEBI's rules are extremely investor-unfriendly. The six-month gap in reporting is not a good thing for investors. It leaves a lot of uncertainty on the table. You need not come out with proper financials, but just a broad highlight of that particular quarter in the form of a press release, a single-page press release with a couple of paragraphs describing what the developments were during the quarter. Those would be really appreciated by everyone. Kindly do consider that, sir. So my first question is actually on this Philips deal. Who puts the marketing budget here, and what exactly is the agreement? What would be the royalty structure? And I get the design part, but you will also do the manufacturing in-house, or will you outsource it? How exactly will this entire thing work out?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for your question. So with the Philips deal, basically, we have got the brand license for Philips to a specific category, which is mobile phone, tablets, and other IT products. Under this, we will be manufacturing, selling, distribution, marketing. Everything comes under our scope. and we are wholly responsible for the complete operations of this particular category of Philips brand within the India.
Okay.
So in this, what is happening is Philips is responsible for the quality control and design finalization and approval. That will be, Philips will be doing that. And they will be finalizing the bomb bill of material that we need to procure, what to procure and where to procure from. And that procurement supply chain will be controlled by Philips. And and within that itself, we are taking care of all the royalties that is coming in. So it is basically part of the bomb that we are buying from them and which covers the royalty also part into the bomb cost itself.
Understood, sir. And sir, you don't need to bother about the distribution, right? That is what the understanding is.
Right. So basically, we are responsible for the complete operation, which includes marketing, sales, promotion, anything that is required to basically make the
sales. Understood.
And manufacturing is also under our scope only. So currently, because we are just starting up for trials and all those things, we are using a third-party manufacturing setup. Going forward, once the business is stable, we will be having in-house setup for the manufacturing.
Understood, sir. Sir, can you share the volume numbers for the hearing aid business and the panels, LED, and the number of LEDs that you sold for the year?
The number of units you are talking about or the revenue you are talking about?
Yes, sir. The number of units, sir. I have it for the last 2 years. I don't have it for this year.
Okay. So I think I don't have that number ready with me right now. I'm sorry about that. So maybe I can share it with
you. Perfectly fine, sir. Next question was...
The number of hearing aids that we have sold this year is 1.45 lakh. 1.45 lakh.
So that's a slight decrease from last year, right? Almost 15% in volumes.
I'm not sure about that, but because this is just a random number. Let me check back the number exact.
Right, sir. So second was there is a spike in the receivables for the year end. The number of receivable days has increased. And in fact, there has been a trend. The inventory days have been pretty much constant for the last 3 years, but the receivables have been increasing steadily. So first of all, which of the two divisions is leading to this spike in receivable days? And what should we expect going forward on the working capital side?
Okay. So the number of days would be increasing mainly because of LED business, actually. That's where the working cycle is coming up. And because once we have this function, obviously we have started making more deals in terms of advanced payments with cheaper prices. So that is also increasing our inventory cycle. But gradually it will basically benefit us in the long term and it will be reduced further. Once we have more stable cycles, that will be reduced.
Can you guide to a particular percentage of sales? As a percentage of sales, so last year we were at, FY24 we were at 20%. This year we are at 35% of sales. So where do you see this number stabilizing?
See, we are also adding a Philips into this basically, and that will also add something to the working capital cycle. So I think it will remain to around 30-35% for next year actually.
Okay. And so one final question before I go back in the queue. The other expenses were very low in this half. I don't have the schedules in front of me. Those will come out when the annual report comes out. But there was a lot of variation during the year. So what was the reason for that? Was it like the IPO money? I don't know where you are accounting for that. The IPO expenses or was there some other reason? The variation is quite a lot.
The IPO expenses are also there basically that we have accounted for. But I'm not sure where the whole audit thing has put it up. Maybe I will have to come back to you with that also.
Right. So if you can allow me one final question, then I'll be done. That would be on the growth guidance that you're giving in the presentation, which is 25% CAGR for both the divisions. Can you go into a little bit more detail? How much of this would be coming from volume and how much will come from pricing? And what are the different products that you will be launching? And where do you see, I mean, is there a chance of upside here? Are you being conservative? And if this is a 25% CAGR number, will it be front-loaded? Will we see a much higher growth this year and then slowly taper down? How exactly will it pan out, sir?
So when it comes to gearing aids and the LED, which we have been working from past many years, these two segments are very large segments, basically. Especially the LED segment is very large, and we are just doing a very small part of it right now. So there is a huge scope of growth available in this for coming next 4-5 years, at least if I say, there is huge scope of growth is possible, basically. So we'll be able to sustain the growth in those lines. And when it comes to hearing aids, of course, there will be volume growth in terms of number of units sold. That will be there. But major growth will also come from, in the hearing aid segment, the major growth will also come from the pricing increase, basically. Because we are also targeting the retail segment, which we will be starting very soon. We are almost ready for that. So with the retail segment starting and the sales happening in the retail segment will bring in more profitability, more margins, basically. So that will also add up to the, basically, the growth in the hearing aid segment.
Great, sir. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Sir, kindly do consider quarterly quarterly numbers. Thank you very much, sir. All the best.
We got your message and we will try to have that on board.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. All the best, sir. A great performance.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Suraj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So first of all, congratulations for the great set of numbers.
My question
is around OSCL has made a partnership with Philips to manufacturing mobile for the Philips. Can we consider this as a stepping stone? Can we consider more products in line with the Philips?
Yes, currently itself we have mobile phone tablets and those Surface tablets, Windows tablets also in line. So those numbers are already with us, and gradually we will be adding it to our portfolio. And there is, of course, a potential for adding a more product line into this.
And one more thing, during our research we found that OSCL has taken some land parcel in JNPT port, plot number 210 and 211. So can you please elaborate what's our plan to cater the growth for the company?
Right. So, OSCL is also targeting to go international, basically, and we are targeting international customers. And to cater to those business majorly, we are setting up this basically in JNPT. It's basically a free zone. And this will be catering to our international business coming forward.
Okay. So, are we going to manufacture, digital screen over there or what?
Yes, we will be doing that.
Okay. Sir, my last question, can you able to elaborate on order in hand and order in pipeline for our company?
Okay, so there is a big pipeline that we have with us. I don't have the exact number, but in terms of order in hand, I think we have around 40-45 groups right now in hand.
And pipeline, can you able to give approximate figure, that all investors can get more confidence accordingly?
Okay. Because see, pipeline that we are working on and the kind of tenders and projects that are coming up, basically, of course, we are not sure how much we can get it from there, but those are big numbers. Those numbers are very good that we are targeting them. So I don't want to give back those numbers, basically. So, but yes, I can tell you they are very healthy numbers that are there. That we are targeting.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dr. Jimmy, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity and the great presentation. As I can see your investor presentation, sir, the hearing aids has contributed 55% for the sales and LED has contributed for 45%. And now, sir, we are coming with the third division of a feature phones from the Philips. So can you, sir, divide the revenue bifurcation for FY26 for contribution from all three divisions approximately?
I think there is a slide for that also. So we are expecting to have around 30% coming in from Philips phones basically.
Okay, 30% from the phone and the rest 70% from hearing aids and the LED. So any bifurcation in that?
So again, so it would be basically like 30% from display, 20% from this medical equipment like hearing aids. And then we are also targeting to get into OEM business basically, which is we will be manufacturing these LED displays for other MNC brands. That will also contribute to around 20% of our
turnover. Okay, sir. And what are the, sir, EBITDA margins which are we are expecting from the smartphone division? As I can see that consolidated EBITDA is, we are having around 18% for the last FY. So what can be the smartphone EBITDA we can expect?
So we are currently launching with the feature phone so that we can get a market penetration, which is the easy market penetration. And going forward in coming months, basically, we'll be also adding smartphones into the list. And smartphones will obviously will have more EBITDA compared to feature phone. Overall, we are targeting to get into 15 to 20% of EBITDA margins with these smartphone devices, basically, for these devices.
Okay, 15 to 20% at a blended level from smartphones. Oh, okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So just two questions and follow-up questions from the earlier participant. So one, with respect to, sir, sales concentration, just wanted to understand, like second half, we reported 99 crore revenue. Of that, Q4 would be how much, sir? Jan to March?
Yeah, that's what I'm just checking if we have. It is 6 months for them. I don't have the real numbers, but my assumption is basically we should be around 45 to 50 people.
Okay, so not a major concentration, I'm equally distributed.
Yeah.
Okay. Understood. So on receivable side, sir, typically 90 to 120 days is what we are expecting recoveries or how it will be?
I'm not very good with the numbers in this chart, but I'm sure if you can come up with the question again.
No. What I'm trying to understand, sir, the receivables.
Yeah.
Which are there, right? Which is in terms of days, it has gone up. So just trying to understand in terms of our contract with our customers. So typically, it is what 90 to 120 days in which we receive these payments, or how it is?
So normally our contracts are 90 days, and depending on some installations and all those things, it's basically in government sector. What happens is it's within 90 days we get the payment. But then installation, they start working from the installation day, and our projects actually. Starts with we supply and then it takes some time for installation also. So it gets extended at times.
Okay.
So basically, if I bill it, I will be billing it today and it might take 15, 20, 30 days to get the installation certificate done from then and then where the payment cycle starts. So 90 days post installation, but our billing is still earlier to that. So sometimes it happens that it gets into 120 days also.
Okay. And there is no major retention money or something like that which is locked, right, in this?
For the government tenders, retention is around 5%, which is standard, which goes with all the tenders that we do.
These retention money are sitting in receivables only, right, sir?
Correct.
Understood. And secondly, sir, in terms of margins, typically compared to other EMS players, our margins are very superior. In this segment, sir, is it sustainable and going forward the additional product range which we are targeting, in that also, what will be the margin range you would like to guide, sir?
Right. So although we are into electronic manufacturing, but we are actually not an electronic manufacturing services provider. We are manufacturing products for ourselves. So we design, develop, and manufacture for ourselves, and sales and distribution is also with us. So we have both the margins, not just for manufacturing, but we also have margins of sales and distribution with us itself. So that's why it is better than normal or standard EMS companies that you see.
Okay. Understood. So post-manufacturing, even for Philips, sir, you were mentioning that the sales risk is on us, right?
Yeah, the sales of Philips is also on us, with us only. That's why you can think of talking about that margin. Otherwise, with just manufacturing, so you're only doing the job work, which is 2-3% margin at the time, I guess.
Understood. And sir, last question. In terms of this expansion to JNPT, so incremental, sir, one, we are coming up with this preferential issue, like fundraising. But incrementally, sir, to achieve this growth, what will be the means of funding, sir?
Of course, we have got good support from banks. And based on the need and requirement, we may also come back to shareholders for more money. But right now, we are looking at the bank side itself.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Fine, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahavi, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for this opportunity and congratulations for the great numbers. So just two questions. Do we require more SMT lines for the Philips phone? And are we going to do EMS? Like, are we going to manufacture more electrical components for other companies as well?
Fine. So as far as Philips is concerned, currently we will be outsourcing it for production. And we don't need to add up anything into our line. We don't have to add up to our production line for now. But going forward in future, once we have stable business coming in, because we're just entering into, so we want to be safe from all the things. So once the business is stable, once the sales is stable, and we have good numbers in hand, we will be adding up our manufacturing capacity as well. And going forward, we are still open. We are open to any opportunity that may come in the EMS and all those things. We are not focusing on it right now, but we can be open to that in future.
Okay, okay. So you said that right now, when I went through your presentation, we have how many SMT lines, sir?
We have 2 SMT lines, right?
I said 2 SMT lines. So how does it reduce our cost and compare to our competitors? Like how much percentage?
So I did not get your question.
So you say, for example, in hearing aids, I was going through your presentation. Since we have the SMT lines, our production cost reduces comparatively more than our competitors.
See, what happens is it all depends on what product you are manufacturing and in terms of delivery cycles and all, it helps to do that also. So having more control on the end-to-end process brings more control on the margins as well. And your dependency on external factors reduces.
Okay. Okay, got it. Sir, last question. Any particular reason why we have set up this new industrial park, sir?
Okay, so as we were talking about the JNPT thing that we are going to put up into the property of the land that we are taking up, we are targeting to put up into the new entity.
Okay. 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 Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Investments Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I'm fairly new to the company.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Yes. I would request you to please use your handset.
Yeah. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
Yeah. I'm fairly new to the company, so just wanted to know. Look, there's been a slight lot of increase on the assets. I see that there's money that has come from the borrowings, which is around 30 crores in the last financial year. And I see that your inventories have gone up by 15 crores and your receivables have also gone up by around 30 crores. So what I'm failing to understand, when we say that our product is superior, why are we not able to take advances from the customers? Or does the industry operate this way that you have to supply and get your money in 90 days? So how is industry working currently and why will we be able to achieve a slightly lower receivable days going ahead?
Right. So basically we are working, in our things, we are directly dealing with the customer and it is basically most of the sales are project sales. So project sales are basically, it takes time for delivery, installation, and we also have time for basically procurement cycle is also there. So all those things take a little time. It is not, say, a box delivery product that we are doing right now. So our sales involves project installation, services, completion, and all those things, which takes time. And that's how the receivable cycle is there. And second thing is, since we are working with the major corporate, major names, so they all have their credit cycle. So they, and we need to work according to their terms and conditions as well. Because these customers are very large customers that we work with. They're big brands, they're big corporates. So they have their own payment terms, which we need to follow.
What is this short-term loan and advance that we have given? To whom have we given this advance? It's around 38.98 crores.
Okay. So these are basically, I will have the clear data onto that, but there are certain things that we have bought up an office in Bangalore, which for which the advance has been paid and registry is still pending, so it is already in that basically. There's some money that we have paid for what you call JNPT also, for which the money has gone, but registry is still pending, so it has not come into assets. So it will get converted into assets.
How much of it is for that Bangalore thing, and how much of it is for JNPT?
JNPT is around 18 crores that we have paid. Bangalore is around 4-4.5 crores that we have paid. So these kind of payments are there that I can remember right now.
Okay. And the other financial assets and the other current assets also have sharply increased. So all these are relating to those entries only, or you want, you have something else here?
Mostly will be in that one.
Because I could see that there has been a very sharp increase in your assets, so current assets, entire current assets. So just wanted a, okay, all right. And second thing, I just want to know on this Philips thing. So what is Philips actually expecting from you? When you have tied up with Philips, so what is their viewpoint on Indian market? Like, are you able, will you be able to export from India after you have a tie-up with Philips in India? Have they given you a geography to cover? How exactly is our, this thing with Philips?
Right. So currently, as a geography, we only have India with us, and there could be a potential wherein Indian manufactured phones can go into their African and other market, Middle East and African market. But right now, our geographical limitation is within the India geography itself.
And you are the only one whom they have shortlisted, or there are other players also who are doing it for Philips currently?
Yes. So for the segment, which is mobile phone, tablet, Windows tablet, and IT products, this is exclusively with us. And technically, in a normal world, if I say we are the brand owners of Philips for this category in India.
And you will be also doing the aftermarket thing for Philips. Is it right?
So, as I mentioned, we are the brand owners, so every activity within that category remains with us.
So whatever OEMs are buying from Philips today, it will be serviced by you in India now. And also the aftermarket will be serviced by you, right? Is it fair understanding?
For the mobile phone category, the category that we have mentioned, this is only specific to this category. So not all the Philips products, but products that are falling under mobile phones, smartphones, tablets, Windows tablets.
So LED screens of the mobile phones. I'm only talking about LED screens of mobile phones.
No, that we are not doing.
So you pay both OEM as well as aftermarket will be serviced by only you in India, right?
Yes. For Philips mobile phones, I'm always, so because I don't want any confusion on that part. So our category, the category that we have right now is Philips mobile phone, smartphone, tablet, Windows tablets, and IT products. So this category belongs to us.
Okay, you are talking about Philips' own branded phones only.
Yes.
Not, let's say I have an issue with Samsung. You're not going to give me, and the Samsung today buys from Philips, and then you are not going to service that in market, right?
No, no. We are only concerned
about. That kind of facility is not there. Okay. This is only for Philips.
Only Philips brand we are talking about.
And what is the market of Philips in the mobile market today in India?
Today, Philips is not there in the Indian market. So we are launching it. We will be bringing it to the Indian market.
Oh, okay. So you're basically now a mobile phone company. We can term you as a mobile phone company also, right?
Right. So you can term us as Philips Mobile Phone Company. That's really the
And what? How many pieces you are you'll be able to roll out in FY26, sir?
Okay, so I will not be able to give you exact numbers that we'll be doing it, but in terms of market size, currently it is around 5 million plus per month. That's in just in the feature phone market. 5 million plus mobile phones are being sold in the feature phone market in India today. And the total smartphone market size is around 2.17 lakh crores in India.
And have you done this thing for any other OEM in India?
For mobile phones?
Have you developed a mobile phone? Because the mobile phone is all about technology, all the chip ins and all, everything is involved, right? So have you actually have any experience in this domain earlier?
In terms of mobile phone manufacturing, yes, we do have it. We have done it earlier also. So that experience is there with us. But in terms of sales and all those things, we have not done it.
For which company you have developed this?
We have made mobile phones for assembly tablets for our vendors. So we have done that earlier.
No, I'm talking about brand. Which brand are you servicing right now? I mean, which brand?
No, we have not worked with any brand as of now. But as far as experience is concerned for mobile manufacturing, we have done it. Mobile and tablets, we have done it for us.
Yeah, mobile and tablets. I'm asking like mobile and tablets for which brand? I mean, let's say Samsung brand or some Vivo brand or something you must have
That's what I'm saying.
Done.
We have just done it for our own requirement, for own tenders that we have executed. We have manufactured it ourselves. No, we have not done it for any specific brand or market sales or retail sales.
And when do you see your first smartphone coming out?
So we are launching feature phones within this month itself. So our first sales will start this week itself, and we'll be giving an update on that.
Smartphone.
And
I'm talking about
smartphone, basically, once we have what we are trying to do is we are trying the market and our penetration for the next 3-4 months. And once things go well with us, we'll be launching, adding up the smartphones as well. So by this year end, I guess, we should have it.
But don't you think, sir, because the smartphone market right now is a more aggressive market than the feature phone market, so you should have come the other way around, starting with the smartphone and then entering the feature phone.
Correct. That way sounds better for everyone. But the thing is, it's feature phone market is an easy market to penetrate with the Philips brand, and it will give us better foothold to start with. And once we have that strength, and we will already have that penetration into the distribution market of mobile phone, it will be easier for us to start selling smartphones. But just directly launching smartphones will be a costly affair, which we don't want to lose money right now.
So are there any targets that Philips had given you for like doing business in India? Is this a target-based thing or something like that?
So it's not a target-based thing for us, but we are basically first year we are targeting to get into some good numbers with Philips, but there is no target-based numbers that we have.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh S., who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, you're
First of all, congrats on a good set of numbers, and thanks for all the presentation. I think it's quite, detailed and informative. Sir, my questions are basically on the hearing aids segment. So when you look at the business model and the EBITDA margin is highest among in this particular segment, but in terms of, the revenue mix, it's only about 20%, whereas in the current year, I think it was around 55%. So any reason, I mean, wouldn't you ideally like to have a higher share of the revenue mix from hearing aids? And another thing related to this, I mean, do you have any plans to enter the B2C segment in hearing aids? Because I see that right now the hearing aids in the market are all mostly manufactured abroad, and that's quite costly. So don't you see a kind of potential to grow here since you already have a background in the B2B or B2G segment?
Perfect. So basically, yes, as I have already mentioned, and earlier also we have been mentioning, we are targeting to enter retail market. And probably very soon our products will be available in the retail sector also, which of course, as I we had a question earlier, what will be the growth for 25% CAGR will be coming from. So I mentioned it will be coming from increased prices also, which will happen because of our sales into the retail sector. So yes, we are targeting getting to retail and B2C market also. And in terms of why in the coming year our projections have gone to 20% of hearing aids, because we are adding more value or volume coming from Philips mobile phones as well. So because of that, the mix basically will change.
Okay, yeah, that explains it. But the mix, you know, it would wouldn't that affect your overall margins, because you are increasing volumes in a in an area where your margins are lesser, and in terms of, you know, I mean, proportionally, you know, the growth is not as much in an area with the higher margins.
Yeah, because see, what will happen is once we have the retail sector coming up, we, even with the lower volume, it will be adding to better bottom line, and it will be compensating for the not the losses, but it will be compensating for the reduction in EBITDA margins in other products.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just to, I mean, but then shouldn't you see higher, I mean, shouldn't the, you know, the revenue mix be higher than the 20% then?
Of course, we will be happy to do that, but for the projections, we are taking it right now, and the team will certainly be working on to increase as much possible onto those lines also. We also want to have more profit margin, so we will be targeting to do that, but for the numbers that we want to project, this is what we have given us right now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I mean, it's nice to hear that you're focusing on, you know, the B2C and the retail segment as well. Thank you.
Well, hearing aid is a good product basically, and very highly profitable product. So we certainly will be marketing on that and putting our efforts into developing that market. But it's a small market right now, and it has to grow. And we have got good potential into capturing whatever market growth is coming up. We may have a better market share from the growing market. The market growth will be coming to us. That is what we are targeting.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mahavir, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you again. Sir, for the guidance, what percentage of PAT can we expect as a growth for next year?
Percentage of PAT?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we will try to maintain the current PAT margins or PAT percentage.
Okay. So we'll be seeing significant revenue growth as well, right, for the next year?
Yeah, because Philips coming in and all those things, we are expecting significant growth in the top line.
Okay, so maybe we can do 2x of the present top line that we have.
I will not be able to comment on that.
Okay.
But Philips, as I mentioned, Philips is a very big market size, and even with a small 5% penetration into the market will be his number.
Okay. Got it. Sir, in terms of this business model, can you just explain it more in detail? So this OEM for the light manufacturers, what LED screen manufacturers, what exactly is it, sir?
Okay, so basically right now what we are doing is we are producing all our display screens with OSU brand, and it is being sold as OSU brand itself. And there are a lot of multinational companies who are selling into India, and they are getting it manufactured from China. Going forward, it becomes more difficult for them to import from China and getting into government businesses. China manufacturing is not supported or entertained there. So those big brands also require a Make in India product, and we are anticipating to capture a big chunk of that business coming to us.
Okay. So basically we'll be making a television for this big brand, or what exactly is it?
Okay. So the product that we deal in is not actually exactly television. I'm not sure which city I'm from.
Bangalore. I've seen your displays in Mall of Asia.
Correct. So if you see those large format displays on the road, on the bus stations and some retail shops, you will see all those big screens basically. They are not really said, they're big screens that we do see for advertisements and out-of-home media. We are manufacturing that. And That is a very fast-growing market, basically, and you will start to see those things coming up everywhere.
Correct. No, sir, I was thinking in terms of OEM for LED. So what kind of companies will be manufacturing? So in terms of that, I was thinking, sir.
Right. So basically, these are the products. Almost all the big brands that you would know, I would not like to name them, are into this business. But they don't manufacture it themselves because it's not a mass production thing. It's basically a project-based manufacturing, which big brands cannot or do not want to do it by themselves. So currently, most of the brands are getting it done from China. And they are being pushed, of course, by the government and other things to have a Make in India product line. So we are targeting those businesses coming. So we'll be shifting that business from China manufacturing to Indian manufacturing.
Okay, super. And sir, in terms of export, how much of our revenue can be from exports, sir, for next couple of years?
Okay, so export is our targeted market, actually, because it comes with better margins. India is a price sensitive market, so it's a lot of competition here in terms of price. The demand from the customer is always first requirement is low price, and then they start talking about quality. But for international market, we expect to have better price coming in for our product, and that is always in our target. From this year onwards, we will start to have some export sales, and which we are anticipating and targeting to grow, especially with the JNPT coming up, which is targeted purely towards the export market.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you, sir.
And with the current international scenario in terms of traffic and tariff war from US and other things, it is creating a positive environment for us.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take one last question, which is from the line of Suraj, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. My last question is that recently, you uploaded the presentation of this OACL devices for a company, and it is mentioned that the headline is mentioned that it is belong to hearing aids and phone digital thing manufacturing.
Right.
Can we consider OACL as a electronics devices manufacturing company?
Of course,
considering more products in line.
Of course, see, all these things manufactured are basically electronic products, and so we are an electronic device manufacturer, electronic product manufacturing company. We are actually an EMS company itself. And going forward, we are open to new product lines. So that can, our future is always open to other products, of course. And we are capable of doing that.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajendra Ravi Shankar Mishra for closing comments.
I would like to thank everyone who has been with us in this journey, and we just started a new journey with us. And I'm expecting that we all will walk through for a longer, longer time. We are working hard, and we'll work hard to bring better numbers, better results for all our stakeholders and shareholders. And with that thought, I would thank everyone to join us today.
Thank you. On behalf of OCIL Devices Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.